to see you again. Hello, Texas. It sure is good to see me a friend.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A student at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, is under arrest. Nicholas Jordan accused in a double murder in a dorm room last week.
Police almost immediately determining that this appeared to have been an isolated shooting, an isolated incident that everyone involved, the suspect and the victims, all somehow appearing to have known each other, that this was not a random attack on the school, but still unclear exactly how the suspect and the victims may have known each other.
ABC's Mola Lenghi. Days to the South Carolina primary, Nikki Haley is arguing she is the only candidate in the race who can unite Americans. She's trailing former President Trump, however, by double digits. Alexei Navalny's widow, Yulia, vows to continue her husband's fight for a free Russia. Millions of coastal California residents are under flood advisories as a winter storm barrels across the state. The markets were closed for President's Day. This is ABC News. Wisconsin's Democratic governor has signed a new legislative district map into law. ABC's Sherry Preston has more on the fight to get the map redrawn.
Lawmakers in Wisconsin have been operating since 2011 under maps that have been considered among the most gerrymandered in the whole country. Democrats fought for years to get them redrawn, but it wasn't until the makeup of the state Supreme Court shifted last summer from conservative to liberal that new congressional districts were drawn up. Under the new maps, which will be in place by November, 15 incumbents in the state Assembly and six in the state Senate will be forced to run against another incumbent, almost all of them Republicans. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The most popular tourist attraction in Paris was closed today. A strike shut down the Eiffel Tower to visitors. It's the second time it's been closed since December. The union representing 400 Eiffel Tower workers says maintenance costs are being underestimated as the city plans for the Summer Olympics. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. A few clouds and chilly tonight, low 26, partly sunny and spring-like tomorrow with the highs near 50, and partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 29. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and under mostly clear skies, our temperature is 46 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening from WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers has signed new legislative district maps into law that he proposed and that the Republicans who control the legislature passed to avoid having the liberal-leaning state Supreme Court draw the lines. Democrats are hailing it as a major political victory in the swing state, where the legislature has been firmly under Republican control for more than a decade. The new maps mean changes for many area residents. Senator Howard Markline was a guest on WRCO's morning show this morning with Phil Nee.
The 17th Senate District, which was I was elected to 2 years ago, will pick up Perdisheen, Wazika, in that area, and then go east, south of the river, into as far as Oregon into Dane County. So they pull it, you know, again, very comparable to what they're doing with this Senate district, pulling this district into Madison. My district will get pulled into Dane County. The city of Richland Center and the city, part of the city of Madison, will be in the same Senate district. I guess I think about the issues in the city of Madison versus city of Richland Center. I mean, it's just two different worlds. But I mean, that's the environment we're going to be operating under now. Under every one of the four maps that were still before the court, one of which the governor signed, you know, I've been drawn out of my district. And so, you know, I mean, it's just, it's going to be a lot of change, you know, going on, you know, with maps all over.
Mark Lyne did say he is happy there is now certainty for voters. Richland County will be in a new Senate district with Sauk, a major portion of Columbia, and southern Juneau counties. Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz says changes are also made to the Assembly District.
Our area will no longer be in the 17th Senate District. We'll lose Senator Mark Lyne as our state senator, and we are now will be in the 14th Senate District, which is currently by Joan Ballwig is her name. And so that district, Howard's Point, it will encompass all of Richland County now. So Richland County, you know, under the old maps, had three state representatives. Now you're only going to have one. It'll be instead of the 50th Assembly District, it's going to be the 41st Assembly District. And to Howard's Point, we're going to go all the way from, you know, all the way from Viola to the west side of Madison. So, it's changes. I lose basically the entire Juneau County. It's just the bottom three townships in Juneau County is in this area, and then all of the rest of Juneau County is in a completely different Senate district. So,
the new maps place six incumbent state senators and 15 representatives in the Assembly in the same district ahead of this fall's partisan elections. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said that the new maps need to be in place by March 15th so candidates can begin filing their nomination paperwork. Kurt says today's action brings clarity for clerks.
The other thing I think important here is our clerks who work so very hard on all our elections, now it gives them time to do what they need to do to marry up their voting precincts with who's going to be in those areas. And before, there's a lot of concerns. It would, you know, if we, the old timeline, it had to be done by March 15th. And to Senator Mark Lyne's point, there probably would have been legal challenges. And so you're going to be right up on that April 15th deadline when nomination papers start for anybody that wants to run. Now we have a little bit more certainty to know, you know, what those districts are going to look like, and gives our clerk some time to prepare.
The new maps won't take effect until November and will not affect any special elections before then. For some people in Wisconsin, tomorrow is the first of four elections in the state this year. The February ballot will see a handful of municipal and county primaries across the state, including a mayoral primary in Milwaukee. There are also seven school districts asking referendum questions, totaling just over $219 million. Sauk County has just one primary for a county board position representing the northwest side of Baraboo, while Boscobville has three people running for one spot on city council. Richland, Vernon, and Crawford counties have no primaries. For those voting tomorrow who don't already have a Wisconsin driver license, ID, or other form of identification needed, may still get a Wisconsin ID from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles. The Wisconsin Elections Commission website explains the options for IDs to show at the polls. There is no separate voter ID, and a federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Immediate action is needed to help ensure a just and equitable transition to a carbon-free energy future from creating extensive environmental light pollution. State Representative Travis Tranel introduced the Starry Skies Preservation Bill to address the impact on families in small-town communities who depend on clean, clear skies and outdoor tourism for their livelihood in areas such as the Driftless region. Interest in wind projects is on the rise as the country shifts from fossil fuels to renewables. In August 2019, Governor Tony Evers directed the Wisconsin Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy to create a comprehensive clean energy plan. The CEP seeks to put Wisconsin on a path for all electricity consumed within the state to be 100% carbon-free by 2050. This is Representative Travis Tranel.
We have been getting quite a few constituents that are complaining about some of the unintended consequences of all of these green energy projects that we are seeing in Southwest Wisconsin. One of the big complaints I am getting is that we have way too many blinking lights in Southwest Wisconsin at night, on top of windmills, on top of transmission lines. And this bill says that those lights have to be turned off unless there is a plane within the vicinity.
Current law already requires a DOT height permit for structures of certain sizes, but no light mitigation requirements for nearby affected residents or small town communities. According to guidelines from the Federal Aviation Administration, aircraft detection lighting systems reduce the effects of lighting systems on nearby communities and migratory birds. The detection systems also help the light bulbs last longer. The bill requires the construction of a wind energy system or high voltage transmission line tower to submit a notice to the Federal Aviation Administration because of its height or location and seek FAA approval to install a light mitigating technology system and be installed within 24 months. For existing wind energy systems or high voltage transmission line towers, the permit must be amended to add the condition that the owner obtain FAA approval to install LMTS and be installed within 24 months of the permit amendment. The Richland Center Fire Department responded to a grass fire Saturday afternoon on Foley Lane. The call came in around 12:20. 7 units and 24 firefighters responded and were on scene for an hour. No injuries were reported. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted by the Richland County Sheriff's Department. Give the gift of life today. You can save up to 3 lives by becoming a blood donor at the American Red Cross Blood Drive, going on today until 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Additional blood drives will be held this week on Wednesday from 11 to 4 at Weston High School and Friday from noon to 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app or visiting redcrossblood.org. You can also call 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that ice shanty removal deadlines are approaching. Permanent ice shanties, or those not removed daily, must be removed from all state waters by specific dates. Although mild winter conditions may have hindered the ability to fish from ice shanties on some water bodies, anglers who are able to get a shanty out on the ice are reminded to remove them from Iowa boundary waters on or before tomorrow, Minnesota boundary waters on or before March 1st, inland waters south of Highway 64 by March 3rd, Michigan boundary waters on or before March 15th, and Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64 by March 17th. Anglers can continue to use portable ice shanties after these dates, so long as they are removed from the ice when they are not actively in use and at the end of each day. Owners having difficulties removing their shanty should seek help from their local fishing club, vendors, and other anglers. It's important to remember that no ice is ever 100% safe. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions and encourages anglers to check with local fishing clubs and bait shops for current ice conditions. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is planning to make improvements on County T bridges over the Wisconsin River between Port Andrew and Blue River in Grant and Richland counties. This project will include replacement of the 2 bridges, pavement approaches will be replaced, updated guardrail, and pavement markings. Construction is anticipated for 2027 with an anticipated closure of 2 years. During construction, County T will be closed and detoured, utilizing Wisconsin 60, Wisconsin 80, and Wisconsin 133. Those who are concerned about the closure of the construction area are advised to email Derek Potter at derek.potter@dot.wi.gov or Ryan McCain at ryan.mckane@wsp.com. by Monday, February 26th. Your comments will assist in the development of a project that will serve the needs of the traveling public as well as the needs of the local community. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Thomas Honer of Richland Center on ticket number 649.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Martin Joseph Bullen, 92, of rural Laval, died Wednesday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Fulton Friends Church in Fulton. Burial will follow at the Oak Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Casanova Chapel. Friends may also call at the Fulton Friends Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Casanova Fire Department EMT or Grace Hospice. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Martin Joseph Bullen, 92, of rural Laval. Maggie Wright, 85, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Fulton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Maggie Wright, 85, of Richland Center. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval, died Thursday at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok. Burial will be at the Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwok. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwok American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the very tranquil weather conditions continue across our region, and temperatures running well above normal already. While we hit the 40s here today, it was in the 50s across much of the state of Iowa, and those warmer readings should spread across our area tomorrow and Wednesday. In fact, a few record temperatures are possible in the region on Wednesday. It'll stay mild and dry through Thursday. Then a cooler surge of air coming in from Canada as we head into Friday will knock our temperatures back closer to normal. That'll last into Saturday. But still no precipitation expected with all the activity either going up through Canada, through the northern Great Lakes, or through the western part of the country and down through the southern parts of the nation as well. Now, next week could be a different story. We do expect more of a storm system to take shape out in the Rockies and track northeast, pulling in moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. Could lead to some rain showers as early as Monday and Tuesday, and that may continue off and on through the week, possibly turning to some wet snow at times later in the week as it cools off. Here's that forecast for tonight, though. Just a few high clouds, low at 26, light southeasterly wind, partly sunny and spring-like tomorrow with highs near 50, south wind close to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 29. Wednesday, partly sunny and very mild with highs in the mid-50s. For Thursday, partly cloudy and quiet, low at 31 with a high near 50. Friday, partly cloudy and colder, low in the mid-20s with highs in the mid-30s. Saturday, mostly sunny, low at 16 with a high of 32. And Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer, low near 21 with highs in the mid-40s. We'll probably have temperatures in the upper 40s to near 50 for next Monday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Have a great evening.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 45 degrees after a daytime high of 47 and a morning low of 19. Yesterday's high was 44 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2017 is 63 degrees and record low set back in 1959 is 23 below. Last year's high was 48 with a low of 36. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:37, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:53. Winds are calm. The barometric reading is 30.05, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 45 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Bucks guard Damian Lillard is the first player to win the three-point competition and be named Most Valuable Player of the NBA All-Star Game on the same weekend. Lillard hit 11 three-pointers in Sunday's game, good for 39 points in the Eastern Conference's 211-186 victory. There had been controversy when Lillard was named to the starting lineup because he is having an off year, at least by his standards. Lillard joined Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving, Glenn Rice, and Larry Bird as the only NBA players to win both honors, but he is the only one to do it at the same time. Defense wasn't really played in the All-Star game, which explains why the Eastern Conference scored a record 211 points, and the game saw nearly 400 points combined on Sunday night. Points couldn't have been easier to come by, but in the regular season, although some might dispute it, defense does get played, and points just keep piling up anyway, with the NBA on pace to see the highest scoring season in more than 50 years, with teams averaging more than 115 points per game, up about 1% from last year, and up a staggering 15.5% from where it was a decade ago.
Founded in Prairie du Sac over 100 years ago and locally staffed, Schwartz Insurance has grown to be one of Wisconsin's leading independent insurance agencies. Caring about their customers is an important part of their past and the key to their future. Talk to them about your personal, business, farm, life, or health insurance needs. Call 647-8891 in Richland Center and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual insurance agency.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
A layup in overtime sent the Badgers down to defeat for the fifth time in six games on Saturday with an 88-86 loss to Iowa. Iowa's Tony Perkins hit the game's winning shot with 1.3 seconds left. The Hawkeyes intercepted the inbounds pass to nail down the Big Ten Conference victory. Stephen Crowell topped the score sheet for Wisconsin with 22 points. AJ Starr scored 21. The Badgers started the game on fire, hitting 12 of their first 15 shots and jumping ahead by 13 points. Iowa built a 9-point lead in the second half, but a Tyler Wall layup put Wisconsin ahead with a minute left in regulation, 78-76. Coach Greg Gard's team tries to rediscover the winning formula at home against Maryland on Wednesday night. As a result of Saturday's overtime loss, the Wisconsin Badgers fell out of the top 25, but did receive 88 votes in the latest Associated Press's men's college basketball poll. UConn became the first unanimous number one in the poll this season, earning all 62 votes from a national media panel. The Huskies picked up the 16 that went to Purdue last week after the Boilermakers lost to Ohio State. Houston was second, with Purdue, Arizona, and Tennessee rounding out the top five. San Diego State returned to the poll at number 19, and Washington State entered at number 21 to end a 302-week poll drought. Colorado State, Texas Tech, and Florida also entered the poll at the expense of Virginia, Wisconsin, Florida Atlantic, Indiana State, and Oklahoma. The Wisconsin women's hockey team has extended its winning streak to 15 games in a row with a border battle sweep. The Badgers blanked Minnesota on Saturday 4-0. Sophomore Kirsten Sims becomes the first women's college player in the country to reach 60 points after scoring two goals and dishing out an assist in the win. Ava McNaughton completed her fourth shutout of the season by stopping all 17 shots fired at her, and the Badgers complete the WCHA regular season schedule at Laban Arena this weekend when Ohio State comes to town. And the Wisconsin men's hockey team continued its late season slump with a 3-1 loss at Ohio State. The Badgers have just three victories in their last nine games. They trail Michigan State by 4 points with two series remaining. Wisconsin trails the Spartans by 4 points in the standings. David Silvey scored the Badgers' only goal Saturday. The Badgers travel to Penn State this weekend, then host Michigan State the following weekend. The conference title may be on the line for that final regular season series. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
A memorable and meaningful service that celebrates your life or the life of your loved one is our highest priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge. We work hard every day to make sure your final wishes are carried out just as you desire. It helps us celebrate lives and heal grieving hearts. It's been that way since our founding in 1889. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
corn and soybeans remain focused on weather in South America. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Garrett Toy, president of Ag Trader Talk, tells Brownfield that focus on South American weather for corn and soybeans might not last all that much longer.
Well, I think the weather story is kind of behind us. It's been fairly benign. You know, the pattern has definitely shifted where they're seeing more rainfall in Argentina. And then we got through this little small window of heat and dryness, and then they're back to getting some more rain. So I think for the most part, the fears are behind us. Obviously, Brazil is in the throes of harvest here and basically looking for, you got to keep that in mind, harvest timing, where they're going to get the 50% mark, where we might be thinking that we could forge a harvest low here at some point. But I think for the most part, now that we're starting to get into, we're 2 weeks from March, I think focus is going to start shifting to U.S. weather here, especially as we see how this wheat crop develops, and especially the Southern Plains and that Kansas City wheat market, hard red wheat market, develops into March and April.
And Toy says wheat conditions can offer some kind of clue about how things are going to look once corn and soybean planting gets going here in the States.
The wheat crop does look decent. I am starting to hear some scuttlebutt about potential abandonment, though, in Kansas for grazing, but it's the moisture's improved, which is kind of typical. You got to remember we're, El Nino year, and that's kind of, that's the MO in these type of years is at least some adequate moisture.
The USDA's next round of supply, demand, and production estimates is out on March 8th. And then on March 31st, the USDA will release their prospective planting numbers for 2024, along with quarterly grain stocks. Megan Grebner has more coming up after this brief break.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com. Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
The president of the Illinois Pork Producers Association says finding a fix to Proposition 12 is a top priority for the swine industry. Chad Lehman, an independent pork producer in central Illinois, says the California rule lacks consistency.
It allows for ground pork to come into California that's not Prop 12 compliant, but not fresh muscle cut.
Lehman says there is serious concern that multiple different states will implement rules that are slightly different, making it a logistical nightmare for both producers and processors.
It's not realistic that we can meet those demands. These packing houses are not able to identity preserve multiple different traits within the pigs.
He tells Brownfield that's why the pork industry has turned to Congress to help find a solution.
I explained to Senator Durbin in a meeting I had with him this summer when he asked me, where are you willing to give? And I said, well, frankly, I haven't even been invited to the table. I've just been told how we should raise our pigs.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The Senior Director of Plant Foods at MFA Incorporated says farmers are getting a good start applying spring fertilizer.
We're probably on pace to have a larger February to-the-ground application than we did a year ago.
Chris DeMoss tells Brownfield he's not expecting the fertilizer market to be extremely tight and product should be available. More news is next.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. And for more than 100 years, American Humane has been protecting animals in times of crisis. And if you're like me, your pet means the world to you, and you want to keep them safe if disaster strikes. American Humane's first responders are always prepared to rescue animals in danger, but you can also help. To learn more about disaster planning and keeping your animals safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Gov.
The chair of the U.S. House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Trade is frustrated by how long the dispute process over Mexico's GMO corn ban is taking. Nebraska Republican Adrian Smith says the U.S. trade representative has chosen a timeline that is unnecessary.
It's taken more time than it really needs to.
He tells Brownfield USTR could have pursued mechanisms of enforcement under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement sooner. The vice president of farm services at NAU Country Insurance says he's expecting lower guarantees for revenue protection insurance this month. Rich Morrison says the base price is not finalized until the end of February, and currently,
corn, it looks like we're going to be down maybe $1.20 from a year ago. Last year was an aberration, of course. We had 5.91 corn. We had 13.72 soybeans. This year, it looks like corn's going to be $1 plus lower, and soybeans maybe $2 plus lower.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Resistance Management. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Enlist technology specialist Andy Carriger says herbicide-resistant weeds infest more than 100 million acres of U.S. farmland, and the number continues to grow. He tells Brownfield when used in a program approach, the Enlist weed control system can help manage resistance in growers' fields. More after this.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com. Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Enlist technology specialist Andy Carriger says resistant weeds are a problem for most farmers.
We know that weeds develop resistance from repeated exposure to a single herbicide mode of action. These resistant weeds inherently survive, reproduce, and spread to new areas. That's the reason it's critical to look at multiple modes of action in a fully diversified weed control program that will help reduce the weed seeds in the seed bank and reduce the number of weed species, therefore mitigating the evolution of the resistance and holding it at bay.
He tells Brownfield, Corteva Agriscience has developed the Enlist weed control system to meet farmers' needs for additional weed control.
Hybrids and varieties with Enlist traits allow farmers to make post-emergent applications of Enlist 1 or Enlist Duo herbicides with all types of tank mix partners to control glyphosate-resistant and difficult weeds, thereby using multiple modes of action. Corn, soybeans, and cotton with the Enlist trait offers you a convenient whole farm approach for effective weed management really all season long. The nice thing about it, the Enlist weed control system gives farmers two choices for exceptional weed control of resistant and hard to control weeds. First being the premix of Enlist Duo herbicide, proprietary blend of 2,4-D choline and glyphosate. It provides a convenience for those who want a premix and two modes of action in one container. Also, most of the people tend to use the Enlist One herbicide, which is a straight goods 2,4-D choline that offers a lot of flexibility for those looking to make their own custom tank mix options, including glyphosate products as well as many other products. Characteristics of Enlist herbicides with Colex-D technology make Enlist herbicides the smart choice for resistance management because of the benefits of reduced physical drift and near zero volatility. So your herbicide application stays on target every time.
Visit Corteva.us/profit to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14. East Richland Center. Call now.
Indulge your taste buds at the Richland Locker. This week's specials include a treat from meat lovers. Savor the tenderness of boneless country ribs at just $2.98 per pound. Craving a burst of flavor? Try the mesquite barbecue country ribs, only $3.98 per pound. Quality meats, unbeatable prices. Visit them at downtown Richland Center and elevate your dining experience. Richland Locker, where every bite is a delight.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Dresses that all look the same. Normally I would be going insane, but holding her purse and shopping all day, well, that's better with a buzz. Be it full of wine or a flask full of whiskey, if I can't have a good time, I'll bring my good time with me. Hiding my can in a styrofoam cup. Some things in life are better with a buzz. Some days it's honeydew this and honeydew that. That honeydew list is sure adding up fast. But raking leaves and cutting grass, you know, that's better with a buzz. Ready for a wine or a flask full of whiskey. If I can't have a good time, I bring my good time with me. Hiding my can
a styrofoam cup. Some things in life are better with a buzz. They've been saving that date for 6 months now. I heard someone crack a cold one when they started the vows. Guess my cousin's second wedding in my hometown. That's better with a buzz. A Yeti full of wine or a flask full of whiskey. If I can't have a good time, I bring my good time with me. Hide my can in a styrofoam cup. Some things in life, yeah, they're better with the buzz. Oh, they're better with the buzz. All those family reunions are better with the buzz. Christmas with the in-laws is better with the buzz. Doing all that laundry is better with the buzz. Most things are better with the buzz.
Ryan Brashear on Country and Community with Better With a Buzz. And I'm Tim Thied, hoping you're having a great Monday. Hope the start of your work week was well. What a beautiful day we had today. Most of the day we had pretty much partly cloudy skies. And our current temperature, I should say, right now is 44 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, after have a high of 47 degrees today. So pretty nice day in Richland Center, but our time is 5:46 right now, and it looks like the next 3 days, if you're wanting to get outside and do some things, it looks like it's about the best. On Tuesday or tomorrow, they are talking about highs near 50, and maybe mid-50s on Wednesday, and also 50s on Thursday. But then we're supposed to get a little cool on Friday and Saturday with temperatures in the mid-30s, but back up to about 45 on Sunday. So is spring going to be here? I know it's hard to predict, but enjoy the nice, beautiful weather while you can. And hopefully we won't get anything drastic, like any more snow or anything like that. So hope I didn't jinx that. But anyway, spring is almost here, folks. And that good sign of spring, too, is spring training starts on Saturday, as the Brewers will be starting spring training actions, and we'll be carrying the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 at AM 1450. Just wanted to let you know that the second Harvest food truck will be in Boscobel tomorrow. It'll be in Boscobel tomorrow at 9:30 in the Corpus Christi Catholic Church parking lot. Also, SSM Health employees created and designed a cookbook featuring family favorite taste-tested recipes titled Memorable Meals. The cookbook features more than 100 recipes and stories about the dishes. The collection of recipes includes foods from around the world. Cookbooks are available in the SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital Madison gift shop for a minimum of $10, and that'll be a donation. Or reach out to Heather Sloan at SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo by calling 608-356-1551. All donations raised through the cookbook sales will benefit 7 food pantries across Dane, Fond du Lac, Green, Rock, and Sauk counties. Coming up next, Winona with I Hear You Knocking.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, pull out my fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. A fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Life of diamonds or jewels, I never was one of them money-hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. My daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play my fiddle and cry. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on a fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Country boy, yeah!
They come from out of town asking me to go. They say there's so much going on. Why don't you come along show us around. I tell them Karen's not feeling well, so I probably shouldn't go out. Besides, I've got a fix-it list of things I need to do around the house. Then I hang up the phone, turn the radio back on, and sit back down. I know my boy ain't here, but he ain't gone. In the mornings I wake up, give her a kiss, head to the kitchen, pour a cup and wake me up and try to rouse up some ambition. Go outside, sit by myself, but I ain't alone. I've got the Father, my Son, and the Holy Ghost. I've been beat up, I've been pushed and shoved, but never ever really knocked down. Between Mom and Dad, Uncle Sam and friends, I somehow always pulled out. But the pain of this was more than I'd ever felt before. Yeah, I was broke. I cried and cried and cried until I passed out on the floor. Then I prayed and prayed and prayed till I thought I couldn't pray anymore. Then minute by minute, day by day, my God, he gave me hope. I know my boy ain't here, but he ain't gone. In the mornings I wake up, give her a kiss, head to the kitchen, pour a cup and wake me up and try to rouse up some ambition. But I ain't alone. See, I've got the Father, my Son, and the Holy Ghost. I hope, I love, I pray, I cry, I heal a little more each day inside. I won't completely heal till I go home. In the morning the heart.